This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. due to ruckus over the reported remarks of Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar on changing the constitution for reservation to a particular minority group. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House assembled for the day, Treasury bench members started protesting over the issue. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju alleged that the Congress has lowered the prestige of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar's constitution by talking about reservation to a particular minority group.
Statement has come from a person who is holding a constitutional position, and in a very clear term he has stated that Congress party will provide reservation to Muslim community, and for that they will change the constitution of India.
Leader of the House JP Nadda also accused Congress of undermining the constitution through this move. He said Dr. B.R. Ambedkar was against the religion-based reservation in the country.
जिस तरीके से कांग्रेस पार्टी बहुत संविधान की रक्षक बनती है, वो संविधान के बारे में जिस तरीके से उन्होंने उसकी धज्जियां उड़ाने का प्रयास किया है, संविधान में डॉक्टर बाबा साहब अंबेडकर ने स्पष्ट लिखा है और कहा है, रिजर्वेशन विल नॉट बी डन ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ रिलीजन, दिस इज एन एक्सेप्टेड प्रिंसिपल ऑफ द कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन ऑफ इंडिया.
Reacting to it, Leader of the Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said nobody can change the constitution drafted by Dr. Ambedkar and no one can end the reservation in the country. He accused BJP of undermining the constitution. As uproar prevailed, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar adjourned the House till 2 p.m. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after adjournment at 12 noon, Mr. Rijiju highlighted that the issue of reservation based on religion had come in 1947 and was rejected by then by all the prominent leaders. He said Congress should remove his leaders from the constitutional post for his comments. Amid pandemonium, the presiding officer appealed to the protesting members for order in the House, but they continued with the protests, which forced adjournment of the House till 2 p.m. President Draupadi Murmu today attended the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Raipur. Addressing the function, the president said, "The task of connecting people affected by left-wing extremism to the mainstream of society has reached its final and decisive stage." She said people of Naxal-affected areas of Chhattisgarh want to move forward on the path of development.
Bampanthi Ugrabad se prabhavit logon ko samaj ki mukhya dhara mein jodne ka karya antim aur nirnayak daur mein pahunch gaya hai. Chhattisgarh ke Naxal prabhavit kshetron ke log vikas ke marg par aage badhna chahte hain. Mujhe vishwas hai ki Chhattisgarh ko ugrabad se purnatya mukt karne ke prayas mein aap sab shighr hi safalta prapt karenge aur rajyo ke itihas mein ek swarnim adhyay jodenge.
The president also planted a sapling in the assembly premises. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda today called for people to reaffirm the commitment for eliminating tuberculosis, TB, and improving health outcomes for vulnerable populations on the occasion of World Tuberculosis Day. In a social media post, the health minister highlighted the steps taken by the government in combating this disease. The financial support to TB patients has been increased from 500 rupees per month to 1,000 rupees per month under the National TB Elimination Program. The Delhi High Court has withdrawn judicial work from Justice Yashwant Verma with immediate effect after a large stash of cash was allegedly found at his official residence following a fire. The decision was announced in a note issued by the High Court today. Another note on the High Court's website stated that the court master of Division Bench 3, previously headed by Justice Verma, will now assign dates for cases listed before today. The Supreme Court, on March 22nd, uploaded an inquiry report by Delhi High Court Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay, including photos and videos regarding the alleged discovery of cash at Justice Verma's residence. South Korea's Constitutional Court has overturned the impeachment of Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, reinstating him as acting president. Meanwhile, the court has yet to decide on the impeachment of former President Yoon Suk-yeol, a matter that remains crucial for the nation's leadership. And that is the end of this news bulletin.